Yep. Why is that? He doesn't. He's not a, you know, one of the typically mobile quarterbacks you'd think. Why is he so good at avoiding sacks?
He. First of all, he moves well in the pocket. There's no question about that. and I would rate quarterback's ability to avoid sacks not with speed and all that stuff, but his ability to move or slide just slightly in the pocket to allow his linemen to, push somebody past or have a better angle to make their block successfully. That's what, really great movement in the pocket is, and he does that as well as anybody else. He's also got a great feel for how long he has, and when that clock's going to go off in his head, and he knows where everybody's at in the field, and he's going to get rid of the ball to somebody, and he's obviously, if he's got an opportunity to be greedy and get something down the field, certainly he would take it, and if not, if the clock's about to go off, then he'll take something positive. But they do a great job of blocking for him, too. I mean, there's not too many situations where you see him have to get out of the way too many times. I mean, that front does a great job, and they just they played a while together, and they know what's going on up front all the time.
Coach Brian Clay, to be named the NFL Fundamentals team, what have you seen since you've been here that kind of warranted him getting that award?
He's it's kind of uncanny, I think, because of how young, he's a young player, and he plays a very difficult position in this league. And in order to be as successful and as productive as he's been at left tackle, you have to be good fundamentally. You can't guess. You have to use your hands and your feet, equally effectively, and he does that. He's a very smart player. And he knows what he needs to do, not only in the pass protection game, but also in run blocking. He does a nice job of working with the other interior linemen, and very well-deserved award for him.
The fact that it is his second year just kind of show what he's done for himself and also with the other guys in the line.
Yeah, I think I think it says a lot about where he came from, too. He's had good coaching, his whole career, and certainly I think he has one of the finest offensive line coaches in all of football here, in Coach Dennison. So, it says a lot for that whole group, and I'm sure that group would be, happy for him and his success.
Does his athleticism set him apart a little bit from his peers?
I think he certainly is one of the most athletic left tackles. And that always is a positive when you're playing that position because you're playing so many athletic players, particularly in the pass rush. So, the ability to move and react, recover, when somebody makes a good move and recover, Ryan has that ability and does a nice job of doing it, for four quarters because, you take one play off at left tackle and you got a bad play. So,
can you talk about the called? When you hear the term franchise quarterback, what does that mean to you?
I have no idea. I don't know what the definition of that is because I know that there's been a lot of quarterbacks that have had great success in this league that I don't know how you define them as franchise quarterbacks or, what's a guy who's not a franchise quarterback? I don't know. I just want our guy to win, and so when you talk about that, hopefully you got a guy you feel really good about running your system and can handle the volume that you ask him to handle on a weekly basis, works well with his teammates, takes care of the football, scores touchdowns in a red zone, and wins. I mean, if he can do all those things, I think he's got a great chance to be a quarterback that we would, like to have on our team, and we're very happy with the ones we have.
Building the rest of the team around that guy. How important is that? across the league, you look at Brady, both of the Mannings. Is that really important?
I think it's very important to have a player at that position that you feel can execute and be productive enough for you to win. I mean, like we said, I've said it a long time, and it's been true that you can win a lot of different ways in this league. I mean, some teams win by throwing the ball 40 times for 315 yards a game, and other teams don't, you know. But who's to say which philosophy is the most, you know, productive, or which way's the best? I don't know. It depends on who plays the best, I think. And I think to have a quarterback who understands what you're trying to do on a weekly basis, I think that's the most important thing. And then he can actually go out there and perform and do the things you're asking of him. You know, some, like I said, some quarterbacks are asked to do more, some are asked to do less, some are asked to move out of the pocket more, throw from the pocket, you know, audible, use check with me's, whatever it may be. There's a lot of different types of quarterbacks and a lot of different types of system. I think the most important thing is you have one that fits what you do. I just, it's hard. I think it gets a lot of hype, but I also think that it, I don't know how much weight it really carries, you know. I mean, you know, I hope that every player on our team is somebody that our franchise likes and loves to have playing for us. So I don't know that one player deserves to have a tag over another.
Can you talk about the team, the Colts, just being successful despite Reggie Wayne coming off his worst three-week production and just how they're diversifying their different types?
Yep. You know, the two young guys, Garcon and Kale, are really, really is, I would say, as far along as I've seen two young receivers in this league, and they're able to, you know, do a lot of things at the line of scrimmage with Peyton. Certainly Reggie Wayne and Dallas Clark, you know, the first 10 weeks this season, I think, set an NFL record for catches between two teammates. They're the two guys that I think are go-to players for sure. But when you take them out of the game, or you try to, you know, Garcon and Kale have killed people this year, you know. So and then Adai is always kind of forgotten. I don't know why, because he's one of the best backs in football, in my opinion. He's a good runner. He's a great blitz pickup guy. He catches the ball well out of the backfield. So there's so many ways for them to beat you or score or drive the ball. It doesn't have to be with Reggie Wayne or Dallas Clark, although most of the time they're involved in that. He can go 10, 12, 15 plays and give it to those other guys, and they're going to make a bunch of yards and a bunch of plays if you don't cover them or tackle them or play the running game. I mean, he's got a lot of people around him, and he uses them all, and they all play within the system very well.
Marty, last one. Just the narrower goalposts that you have Matt kicking at practice, is mm-hmm. that a philosophy you brought from New England? Or
no. I think it's probably a fairly consistent philosophy through, you know, most people that I've talked with about that, and most places I've been. Just it makes the goalposts look bigger on game day when you're not kicking on those, you know, real thin ones that you use during practice. So just a way to build confidence. You know, if he's making them on those, which he's done a nice job of, it certainly makes the game seem a little bit simpler.